I like your haircut.
Not a haircut. I just did something different. I woke up and went like this and didn't have any time this morning because I was running late as always.
I prefer this. Whatever you were doing before, stop it.
You like this more better?
I like this way more better, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you look more modern. The other way, you looked like it was 1987 up in there.
Wow, and my oldest son just got his hair frosted, the tips.
How Sugar Ray of him.
Because he comes in and he goes, how does it look? And I went, in 1985, it looked awesome.
Did you say, I just want to fly?
And he wouldn't understand that because he'd be like, I don't know what that means. But yeah, I didn't even know they do that anymore.
They don't.
In South Carolina, they do. So... That's the difference. This is in South Carolina, you can get
it done. They shouldn't. It's not that they don't. They shouldn't.
And I said, you had like, the cap on your head and they pull it. I mean, it's been 20 years since I did that.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, did you see it on a website and thought it looked good? I don't know where he even gets that from.
He probably saw an old photo of you and thought, wow, dad looked good when he was 19.
How did he do that?
I could rock that.
Yeah, maybe I should ask mom what that is. That's right. Frosted tips. Oh, maybe I should ask my person that cuts my hair if they can do that.
The problem is your kids don't have one gay friend. They need one gay friend just to be like, honey, no, do not do that to yourself.
And I should say it because I'm the father and I should say, no, don't do that. But what am I going to do?
Well, you want your kids to take after you, just not in that way. You don't want them to look like you looked in 1987. It's weird.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it was still in fashion, I would do it because I loved it. I loved having frosted tips. It's what we're talking about. Hair, frosted tips. I loved it. It was great. I thought I looked all good.
For some bizarre reason, Anthony's teenage son thought it'd be cool to do that and did that. Came home with frosted tips.
Right.
But like now, today, in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool in 97 when he was born, but not now. So I guess he's really throwing it back to when he was born, old school.
Was it cool in 97, though?
Yeah, I had it in 97, so I think it was cool.
Well, if you had it, that means it definitely was not cool.
I mean, Eddie Van Halen had it in 97. I thought Eddie looked good, so I went and had it done. And yeah, I can just imagine the look on the haircut person's face when he asked for that.
That's the thing. It's like, it's the same thing with going to a plastic surgeon when you don't need plastic surgery. They should say, no, you don't need a nose job, or no, you don't need whatever that is. A hair person should be like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do frosted tips on you.
I know, but
I'm not doing that.
But last night I watched Blotched, or Botched. What's it called? Botched?
Botched. Yeah, that's Botched. The one. Yeah, right.
And they wouldn't have a show.
Terry Dubrow, yeah.
And they wouldn't have a show if people didn't do that. I mean,
right.
One guy had 17 grams or whatever in his lips. The most they should do is one. I mean, Mary had lips out to here.
Oof, wow.
And he's complaining that he can't close his mouth anymore.
Right.
And he drools when he drinks. Well, maybe you shouldn't put that much in your lips.
I mean, so that would be malpractice, the same way that whoever gave your son frosted tips in 2021 is malpractice. But that's the thing. There used to be a show where they fixed bad hair, but it didn't really, I think it was called like Blowout or something. It didn't really go over very well. It lasted like a season because everyone's had that experience, but nobody wants to watch it be fixed. It's better to watch the disaster and not the fix.
Well, and hair grows out. I mean,
right.
Hair, if you don't like your haircut, wait a week, it will be different. Right. So that's totally different than putting 17 grams of hoochie stuff in your lips. And then they had that New York chick. She was on there. Remember her?
Oh, the girl who called herself New York, the one from...
I Love New York or whatever.
Yeah, MTV. Right, I Love New York.
But she got like one boobie here and one boobie here, and they had to fix that. It's all a mess. And I don't, and I just get caught on that and I watch that stupid show.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's the same thing with the person at Sports Clips. They shouldn't be allowed to have any dye at all near my son.
Right. You should get a court order.